You want to get paid? File your taxes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the message the White House will be delivering today after the IRS had to stop sending monthly child tax credit payments to millions of Americans. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, this push is especially aimed at those whose incomes are low who would not traditionally file. Now, as part of the $1 trillion COVID relief package, the child tax credits were raised to $3,600 a year for each child 5 and under, $3,000 for those 6 to 17 years old. Now, the government began sending those payments out on a monthly basis starting in July. That means there are 6 months worth of payments waiting to be claimed by people filing their taxes. Workers without children also need to file. The relief package nearly tripled the earned income tax credit for workers without dependent children, meaning that many could get credits worth $1,500, Dave.
Tanya, White House science advisor Eric Lander has resigned after complaints from staffers led to a review that found he mistreated and bullied them. The Biden administration was going to let him remain on the job.
The resignation raises questions over why the White House didn't fire him, quote, on the spot after the president's day one pledge of a zero tolerance policy towards bullying.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, the president, has again warned Russia not to invade Ukraine.
It would be a gigantic mistake.
Meeting with Germany's leader, he says our allies are united on this.
We will impose the most severe sanctions that have ever been imposed, economic sanctions.
France's president's gone to Ukraine after talks with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. More states are going to lift COVID mask mandates, all of them led by Democrats.
We're not going to manage COVID to zero. We have to learn how to live with COVID.
Governor Phil Murphy will lift the mandates next month in New Jersey. California, Connecticut, and Delaware will let some people go unmasked, too, though there still could be local mandates and schools could still make kids wear masks. Next hour, we find out what movies are worthy of Oscars with the Academy Award nominations. America's listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
Here we go again. Congress is again approaching a deadline to pass a spending bill or face a government shutdown.
The Democrat-controlled House is expected to vote today on a short-term spending plan extending government funding through March 11th. Without new legislation, current funding would expire next Friday, triggering a partial government shutdown. Lawmakers had hoped to craft a longer-term appropriations measure, but negotiators have so far not reached a deal. This would represent the third stopgap bill of the fiscal year. If the House approves the short-term spending plan, the Senate would also need to take action with bipartisan support, declare a 60-vote filibuster threshold. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed, like the week started when the Dow gained 1 point, but the Nasdaq dropped 82. Two more NFL teams have hired new head coaches. Both got promotions from defensive coordinator for their teams. Dennis Allen takes over for the New Orleans Saints. Lovie Smith will lead the Houston Texans. Smith is black, and his hiring follows a lot of controversy.
In a meeting with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Monday, civil rights leaders called on the league to eliminate the Rooney Rule, established back in 2003. It requires NFL teams to interview minority candidates for high-ranking positions, including head coach and general manager. In a press release following that meeting with Goodell, National Urban League CEO Mark Morial said, quote, however well-intentioned, the effect of the Rooney Rule has been for team decision-makers to regard interviews with candidates of color as an extraneous step rather than an integral part of the hiring process. This meeting arranged in response to the racial discrimination lawsuit against the NFL by former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
At the Olympics, Canada beat Team USA in women's hockey 4-2, but the two teams may play again in the gold medal game like they have in just about every Winter Olympics dating back to 1998. Overall, the U.S. has won 4 medals, all silver. Russia has the most medals with 8. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.